There is now, through the farm system, a majorly control of the professional occupation of baseball playing. Is that a correct summary?
Well, you have from the standpoint of what you've been reading, you've got that down very good.
I said, just like I made a talk not long ago, and I told them all when they was drinking and they invited me in, I said, you ought to be home. You men are not making enough money. You can't drink like that. They said, this is a holiday for the Shell Oil Company. And I said, why is it a holiday? They said, we did something great for 3 years, and we are given 2 days off to watch the Yankees play the White Sox. But they were mostly White Sox rooters. I said, well, you're not doing right. I said, you can't take those drinks and all, even on your holidays. You ought to be home and raising more children, because the big league clubs now give you $100,000 for a bonus to go into baseball. And by the way, I don't happen to have any children, but I wish Mrs. Stengel and I had 8. I'd like to put them in on that bonus rule.
VintageBaseballReflections.com features a treasure chest of baseball audio. The wonderful thing is the audio isn't a guy like me or a few talking heads reflecting on players, seasons, or teams. It is the actual players from that era, announcers from that era, giving you an uncut, unfiltered, unrecent day stance on what it was like then. These are real-time clips from that era. Now, we encourage you to check out our entire back catalog of baseball audio. And if you like old-time games, and folks, you are not alone. Join the membership section to enjoy interacting with fans, scoring games with folks just like you, and listening to hundreds of radio broadcasts that were baseball classics. As a special offer to you, type in This Day in Baseball for a discount just for you. And if you enjoyed the show, hit the plus sign to subscribe, follow us on the socials, and above all, share us with your friends who love baseball history just like you.